Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And Brad Keselowski finished first with only 14 cars still running. We're going to get a live report from Kansas with Justin Melillo and the RacingExperts.com. The Sprint Car Stampede, we're going to have a wrap-up on that, Street to Strip and SMRI Racing with Trackside reporter Brooklyn Green a little later in the show, as well as we're going to be talking some Formula One with author Christopher Joseph, who joins the show live from London. We did that report actually yesterday, so you want to stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to actually go to the qualifying package that was put together by the RacingExperts.com at Kansas Speedway from yesterday.
For the RacingExperts.com at Kansas Speedway, I'm Dominic Aragon.
And I'm Justin Melillo. This is your qualifying report for the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway. Sunday's race at Kansas will be a playoff elimination race for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Four drivers will be eliminated from playoff contention.
We caught up with various drivers Friday after qualifying. Let's give you a rundown of who is starting where. Starting from the rear of the field is Derek Cope in the number 00 Starcom Fiber Chevrolet. He was the only driver to not post a qualifying time Friday at Kansas Speedway. Here's why.
We got through tech really well until we got to the laser, and we just didn't make an adjustment right, you know, to get through the laser, and so that was our demise. But certainly we'll just have to fight back tomorrow and try and get some more speed out of the car tomorrow, and then start the race and just try to run the entire race without any grief.
Greg Alding, coming off his career best finish at Talladega Super Speedway last week, posted the 34th best time.
We didn't get to run much practice, but I felt like we had a solid run. I mean, I felt like all weekend we've had a pretty solid car without running much practice.
Matt DiBenedetto will be starting 31st on Sunday. Did not seem too happy with his qualifying run.
Just a little frustrated right now. We had a bad hole there for that qualifying run, so not starting where we should, but it is what it is.
After the first round of qualifying, I caught up with David Reagan walking back to his hauler. He said his qualifying efforts today aren't going to translate to race day.
You run different setup, different air pressure. It's all about going fast for one lap. So the race, the track's going to be a little cooler on Sunday, and the track's going to have a lot of rubber. So you really can't take a lot from qualifying.
After posting the second quickest time in the first round, Danica Patrick posted the 23rd fastest time in the second round, failing to advance. We tried to catch up with her. She declined to comment. But Casey Kane, who was starting 22nd, we caught up with him.
This was a little too tight in 3 and 4 for whatever reason. Pretty good through 1 and 2, so I didn't get to the final round of qualifying.
Chris Buescher out-qualified his teammate A.J. Allmendinger and will start 21st on Sunday.
You know, not a bad qualifying for our Scott Brand Chevrolet. Felt like we were going to be a little bit better than that after practice and tried. And we picked up a little bit our second run out there. But just not quite enough.
Michael McDell in the number 95 TWD Chevrolet will start 17th on Sunday. We caught up with him, and he seemed kind of happy.
Our mile and a half program has been getting better and better, you know, over the years, really. It's not been just, the short period of time. But really proud of everybody, LFR, TWD. Our goal for Fridays is really to make it to that second round, and we were able to do that successfully today.
Jimmy Johnson was the first person out, qualifying 13th. He declined to comment. Brad Keselowski, however, did make the final round, but he only got an 11th place starting position. He was not happy with his run.
Starting 11th, which is okay, not great. Always looking for a little bit more, but a real good second round. Just kind of missed it on the last one.
Now let's take a look at your top 10 starters for Sunday's race. Clint Bowyer in the number 14 Ford will start 10th. Jamie McMurray 9th. Kyle Busch in 8th. Rookie Eric Jones in 7th. And fellow rookie Daniel Suarez in 6th. Highest qualifying rookie, what's your outlook for Sunday's race?
Well, we have to think about tomorrow first. I think our car was pretty good in Q runs today, top 10 car pretty much all day long, and that's always good. But now we have to think about race room.
Starting in 5th on Sunday will be Denny Hamlin. His teammate Matt Kenseth will start 4th, and starting on the podium will be Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, that qualifying went pretty well for us. We got better each round. That's really all you can ask for. And got a decent starting spot for Sunday, so hopefully we can work on our race car a little bit here and so we wind up.
And your front row will be the number 4 car of Kevin Harvick starting in 2nd and Martin Truex starting in 1st, his 3rd pole of the season.
You know, honestly, I felt pretty confident after practice that we were really close on our last run. Felt like I could do a little bit better. I felt like we could make a few adjustments, which we did, and they definitely were in the right direction. So I was optimistic, but you never know till you go on a racetrack and feel it out. You know, they had 2 Xfinity practices. ARCA cars run the track some. So the track was a lot different, you know, obviously when qualifying started. And you go out there optimistic, you put down a lap, and then you go from there. And that's what we did. So made good changes throughout the 3 rounds, like I said earlier. And, you know, was just able to put it all together at the right time.
This has been your Hollywood Casinos 400 qualifying report. For Dominic Aragon, I'm Justin Malillo.
And we'll have Justin coming up on the other side of the break, actually, with the live report. We're going to talk about bubble drivers and different topics and different stories from NASCAR that are going on. But let's talk a little Unser Racing Museum event calendar. And we got to wait until next weekend for the trucks to get going at Martinsville, Kansas. Today, we've got the Xfinity race at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Kansas Elimination Race. Race for Cup will be on NBC Sports Network at 1 p.m. U.S. Grand Prix is also tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Christopher Joseph a little bit about that. Toyota Nationals will be at the Strip in Vegas October 26th through the 29th. Going on today, gates open at 11 till 4 o'clock today, Yearwood Street to Strip. On Sunday, they're going to have a bracket race from 9 to 5 out at ABQ Dragway. And, of course, mark your calendars for Sunday, October 29th, for another Yearwood Street to Strip. Take your car out there. Going on today, actually, is a track day out at Sandy Motor Speedway for SMRI. Sunday is a race day out there for them. Motocross, Saturday, October 28th, is a practice. Bikes from 10 to 2, quads from 2 to 4. On Sunday, October 29th, is the next race day out at Sandia MX. Check it out, sandiamx.com. Car shows going on today. You got a benefit for the Southwest Snipers over at the Napa on Wantabo. And Sunday, October 28th, is the 23rd annual Spooktacular Halloween show at Hooters East. If you missed any of our shows, you can always check them out on nmmotorsportsreport.com on podcast or on demand here at 1017theteam.com. Follow us on Facebook at the New Mexico Motorsports Report or on Twitter at NMM Report. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. 1776 Montaño, open daily 10 to 4. You want to check out all the cool things that are going on around town. Of course, pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's a monthly full-color magazine with features such as the Business Spotlight, Reaver Fever, and, of course, a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. You can pick out a free copy at any Napa store in the greater Albuquerque metro area and including Rio Rancho. All kinds of great columns. Pick up a copy today and find out why it's been a local favorite for over 7 years. And, of course, when you talk about drag racing, how can you not talk about Yearwood Performance? Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it, whether it's on the track or on the street. They got fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges, and hoses, all the accessories you're going to need, including Torco fuel. And if you haven't been to their website, you should go check it out, yearwoodperformance.com. You can actually do a tour in the store. You can go down the different aisles. You can actually zoom in to see if they have your part. It's absolutely ridiculous, but you should go check that out, yearwoodperformance.com. And Robert Height won Funny Car at the Texas Motorplex. You also had Brittany Force win Top Fuel, Jason Line in Pro Stock, and Eddie Craig in Pro Stock Motorcycle. and all kinds of things coming up in the show. If you want to go check out, like I said, I mentioned SMRI is running out of Sandia Speedway. Tickets are available at OCD, Custom Cycles and Repair, or at Desert Desmo for the track day that's going on today. All right, we do got a whole lot more coming up, so hang on, stay tuned. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Choose not the life of imitation. Distance substitute the reservation. Speed bump the pistol that you pay for. This bump the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. East side love is living on the west end.
Zika virus infection during pregnancy can cause serious birth defects in babies. Pregnant women should avoid travel to areas with risk of Zika. Pregnant women or their partners who travel to an area with risk of Zika should also take steps to prevent mosquito bites. To learn more about how to protect yourself and your family from Zika virus, visit with your healthcare provider or visit nmhealth.org/go/Zika.
Paid for by the New Mexico Department of Health and aired in cooperation with NMBA and this station.
Do you need superior concrete? With fast and reliable delivery, you can count on me, Julie, owner and operator of Roadrunner Ready Mix. We are the area's most trusted provider of ready mix concrete. Roadrunner uses the highest quality mixes for every project. Whether your project consists of foundations, porches, sidewalks, or large office complex, I have your project covered. Try our colored concrete for a decorative, sleek look. It's Roadrunner Ready Mix, and we deliver where you need it and when you need it. 891-0100, 891-0100.
Are your energy bills through the roof? Hi, I'm Paul Dennis.
And I'm Christine Dennis, and together we own Window World of Albuquerque.
If you're sick and tired of throwing your hard-earned money out the window, we have a solution. Call Window World today.
Our energy-saving windows will enhance the beauty and security of your home and save you money on your energy bills month after month.
With a focus on customer service, we promise to do our best on every job, every day.
Call Window World today at 884-4889 to learn more.
Window World, simply the best for life.
Give me fortune. Give me luck. Give me a chance to win a brand new truck.
What are you doing?
I'm saying a good luck spell to get ready for the Witch's Room Truck Giveaway at Santa Ana Star Casino.
You don't need a spell to win. Just play using your Star Rewards card to earn entries. On October 28th, you could fly away in a brand new 2017 Chevy Silverado.
Witch's Room Truck Giveaway going on now at Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Are you concerned about your safety? Right to Bear Arms understands. Veteran and firefighter owned, they are committed to protecting the public. On the southeast corner of Montgomery and Juan Tabo, American-made Ruger Firearms licensed dealer. Right to Bear Arms, NM.com.
Looking for some affordable family fun? Chisholm Trail RV, Albuquerque's number one RV dealer, needs to make room for their 2018 travel trailers, which means huge savings on all 2017 models. Chisholm Trail will guide you through the process, answer all your questions, and put you and your family on your way to experiencing the beautiful outdoors. Chisholm Trail has new and used RVs, fifth wheels, pop-ups, travel trailers, all priced to go, family-owned and operated. Come see them, located one block east of Juan Tabo on Central, online at chisholmtrailrv.com or 296-1800.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Walter, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Schwoke on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, Coming up at 10 a.m. on deck, we got the, actually 9 a.m., we got FM Sports Saturday. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. At 11 a.m., we got the Henry T. Show. 2 p.m. today, Oklahoma versus Kansas State, 5:30. We have Michigan versus Penn State. Of course, we're going to actually go to the Yankees-Astro game, so I don't know. Anyway, just tune in. We'll get it all figured out. Sunday, 11 a.m., we got the Jaguars versus the Colts, 2 p.m., Cowboys versus 49ers, and on Monday, we'll have the locker room starting at 4 o'clock with Bob Brown. All right, going live to Kansas Motor Speedway, Justin Melillo. How you doing this morning, Justin?
Morning, David. How's it going?
I'm doing fantastic. I tell you guys, that was a great qualifying package that you guys put together yesterday. I really appreciate you sending it over. What was the demeanor at qualifying, though? I mean, a lot of guys didn't make it to the final round. You had Jimmy Johnson looking on the outside. He really needs to make sure he secures his position. And, you know, there was a lot of big-time names that didn't make it in that final round.
Yeah, we did have eight of the playoff drivers make the final round of qualifying, but like you said, Jimmy Johnson missed it. We also had Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott and Ricky Stenhouse not make it to the final round. Stenhouse actually didn't make it out of the first round of qualifying. He's going to start 25th. So there are a couple chase drivers or playoff drivers that are starting in a hole. Jimmy, we saw him. He was walking back to his hauler. He didn't want to talk about it. So
he never
it's,
does.
You know, he talked with other, members of the press that, they were, he said he was happy with the result, but he's got to get better at qualifying pretty much. So.
Well, see, and this is why I had had him take a restraining order out on me, or I'm just kidding. It's because he's so politically correct. He basically says the same thing whether he's on the pole or he's, you know, 30th. You know, it's like, hey, we're doing good. It was great. We got to get better. You know, I mean, just constantly. But a lot of stress out there. I mean, Kyle Busch, you know, being on the outside, Matt Kenseth being on the outside, both of them made it to that final round of qualifying. But, you know, when you look at the only guarantee to advance is to win, you know, Jamie McMurray, that's going to be the only chance. Ricky Stenhouse, both of them haven't necessarily done very well at this track. Who do you think that's on the outside right now is going to make it in, and who are they going to have to push out in order to get in?
Well, there was a blessing in disguise for both Kyle Busch and Matt Kenseth last night, as Ryan Blaney, who had qualified third, he's actually going to start in the back now. They disqualified his time. He was found to be wronged in the inspection post-qualifying. So Blaney's time disallowed, going to start in the back. That means Kenseth and Kyle Busch, they're both starting in the top eight. They're going to have the chance to get those stage points in stage one, if Blaney can't get back up there. And it's only like, about a 10-point gap in between, where Blaney is in seventh and where Kenseth is in 10th. So it's that bubble for eighth place with Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, all them. It's going to be very interesting to see who can get enough points in the stages. Because I feel like that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, and last weekend, Talladega sure was exciting. Only 14 cars finished. I think there was really only eight on the lead lap. You saw Ryan Newman jump out there and have a chance. Actually got a little bit far out. They were able to use the draft on him. Nice little side draft from Joey Logano to basically give Brad Keselowski a little bit of room and get the victory. Hey, do you see that potentially we could have a Logano jump up there and play spoiler in this race? This race has really had a lot of drama between him and Matt Kenseth over, you know, last season. And so do you see another spoiler that's outside maybe getting a victory here?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily put it on Logano. Logano really hasn't shown a lot of speed this weekend.
Okay.
He qualified in 18th, which, you know, considering where his teammate's going to be up in 11th, that's really not that great. And he only practiced in 22nd. So it just doesn't seem like the Penske Fords have enough speed for Logano to play spoiler. But we do have some rookies that are up there. Both Daniel Suarez and Eric Jones, they made the final round of the qualifying yesterday. They're starting sixth and seventh, respectively. Who knows? I mean, Kansas is always, you know, they always say Talladega is the wild card, but Kansas has its own wild tendencies as well. We could see a first-time winner on Sunday.
Yeah, well, and Martin Truex, to go back to Daniel Suarez. Daniel Suarez has really been coming on in the last five races. Actually, you know, in the playoffs, not that he's in the playoffs, but he's really shown some dominance. Of course, we know that there is some dominance with Toyota on the mile and a half tracks. It looks like their team could be set to do pretty good. But Martin Truex has been ridiculous. And the added benefit of winning, getting the pole and qualifying up front was he also gets a choice at Martinsville on the pit choice, which has got to be tremendous. Did that kind of add to that or to the drama in qualifying, or were people just trying to just qualify to get a good starting position? Did that come into play with any of the other drivers?
Well, I heard it more than I really thought I would, that the Martinsville qualifying, the pit selection was going to come into play. Martin definitely talked about it in his post-qualifying interviews. Kevin Harvick talked about it. They were all talking about in the media center how it was really important, because having that first pit stall at Martinsville is huge. You know, Martinsville's very tight.
Yeah, probably more than Kansas.
Yeah, I would assume so. And it's huge that because of the scheduling for next week, that they're going to pick their pit stalls for both this week and next week with this qualifying order. So there was definitely a lot of pressure on these guys to perform and get out there, because for the guys that are moving on next week to the round of eight, having any advantage that you can, like the first pit stall at Martinsville, is going to be huge, especially now that Martin Truex, we know, is going to have that.
And there's been a lot of talk over the last season about, you know, viewership continuing to decline. Viewership was up 30% for the Talladega race. The stands were packed. Do you see that more specific to just restrictor plate races, or is there actually a little bit of a pickup in interest in NASCAR?
Well, I've always viewed the viewership numbers personally as not really important, because it's honestly, me personally, when I'm not able to watch it on TV, I've got it on my phone, I've got it on my laptop, and those numbers don't correlate to the viewership numbers that are, you know, who's watching it on TV. So a lot of people are still interested in the sport. I can guarantee you that. But they're just finding other ways to get involved, whether it be through applications, whether it be listening on the radio, on something like the Sirius broadcast, yep, or MRN or whatever it is. So it's different. Everybody's the way that the world is now. Everybody's got to find a different way to get involved. So, you know, not a lot of people are going to the track anymore. That's fact. You see the stands are not as packed as they used to be, but people are still tuning in. And I feel like, it's definitely something that might worry track promoters and might worry TV providers, but I haven't seen NASCAR as popular as it's ever been.
Well, and I actually agree that until we have a way to monitor that, people just consume media in a totally different way, including, I mean, the involvement with, like, iRacing. You know, I think that there's a lot of fans that are also fans of the sports that participate in that, and it's a little bit more interactive. What are your thoughts on let's say, like, you know, William Byron actually coming up through the ranks and being an iRacer and all the sim racing?
It's crazy how things have progressed over the years. You used to have guys coming from the lower series like ARCA and back in the day the Winston West series. But now you've got guys that are on the computer and, you know, they plug in their little plastic wheel and they go around a virtual track for 500 miles. And, it's an insane community. And to see drivers like William Byron, he's going to be starting in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series next season. That's huge. To, to see that his career started on online. You got guys like Ty Majeski, who's sponsored by iRacing. He was in the ARCA race last night. He's got a contract with Roush Fenway Racing, and he's raced a couple races in Xfinity this season. He came in second last night at Kansas. So it's very cool. As a sim racer myself, it's very cool to see a lot of these young kids getting opportunities from something as simple as a video game online.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's another area that is completely underestimated when you consider what the fan base is. All right, so I'm going to have to ask you, make a pick. Who are we going to see in Winner's Circle?
It's hard to pick against that 78 car. I tell you, he took a week off last week at Talladega. He didn't have the runs like he normally does. Getting involved in the wreck, but he's back to his dominating performance. He's already going to be starting first today. It's hard to pick against that number 78 Bass Pro Shops Toyota.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for joining this show this morning, and have a lot of fun out there at Kansas Speedway.
Absolutely, David. Have a good day.
All right. That's Justin Melillo. You can check him out at theracingexperts.com. All right. We got a whole lot more, including we're going across the pond to London to catch up with Christopher Joseph with Chicane Magazine. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's meat and cheese board. Perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Stella Artois today. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
The savings continue, and now is the best time to get into a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall. While we're awaiting the completion of the construction, all vehicles have employee pricing. Stop in for a 15-minute sales quote on any vehicle on the lot. You'll see what employee pricing is all about. It's the construction employee pricing sale at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. See stores for details.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Janice Lucero from MVD Express. And that would be the parent of a teenage soon-to-be driver. Thanks to MVD Express, one part that isn't scary is the graduated licensing. From the written test through the three P's, permit, provisional, and permanent licenses. MVD Express makes the process easy. So take some of the drama out of teen driving. Some of it.
MVD Express, get in, get on, get go.
Not all MVD stores are created equal. Look for the big green sign. Locations including Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Alameda. Visit MVDExpress.com.
Firecrafters now has locations all around Albuquerque and two locations in Rio Rancho.
So no matter what side of town I'm on, I can find a Carcrafters close by?
That's right. Carcrafters is locally owned and recognized as Best of the City by Albuquerque the Magazine for collision repair.
That's awesome. I love supporting the local business.
Car Crafters is a corporate partner of the Lobos, proudly serving New Mexico for over 35 years.
Car Crafters, it's like it never happened.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. All right, let's talk some open wheel. All right, we got a great interview with Christopher Joseph is joining us now with Chicane Magazine. How are you doing this morning, Christopher?
I'm doing 100%, and then can I just thank you once again for, I live in Albuquerque. Is it the case? Am I in New Mexico?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so welcome across the pond, I guess I should say. Hey, man, what have you been up to?
Well, I tell you what I've been. I've broken two toes since the last time I saw you. I've written another book. Yes, indeed. But also, I've been listening very intently to your show, and also not only to that, to the fact that I believe in a few short hours we will be qualifying for the United States Grand Prix.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And a lot of things going on. Of course, this week the announcement that Verstappen's going to be staying with Red Bull through 2020. There was a lot of talk about whether, you know, he might replace Bottas over at Mercedes, but it looks like that's going to be solid. What are your thoughts going into the 2018 season, starting to see these seats fill up and Verstappen being staying with Red Bull?
Well, I'm sure you and your listeners will know that this is big boys rules. It's the most elite team sport in the world. I would not doubt the fact that Max Verstappen has signed a huge deal with Red Bull. That's a great thing for him. Having said all that, Daniel Ricciardo's a faster driver. We all know that from lap times and podium finishes. Okay, stop it. And just let you know that Valtteri Bottas's manager is Toto Wolff. There's no conflict of interest there at Mercedes. The huge, huge story, I believe, in F1 at the moment is the inability of Ferrari to finish a race. And as Stefano Domenicali once said to me, if you don't finish, you don't get points. So at the end of the day, why does that man not finish? What is going on here?
I totally agree. I mean, we had Vettel only complete five laps in the last race. I believe it was the race before that Raikkonen was having trouble. What are your thoughts on what's going on there?
Well, I think basically if you get a gentleman like, okay, all jokes aside, and you know, I'm 25% Italian, so I can say this. if you get someone who peddles cigarettes, Maurizio Brivini, as a team leader, you will not get a racer on the pit wall. You need a race on that pit wall. There's no one there at Ferrari who's a deep, deep down racer. You have someone who's a sponsorship director. You have someone who works for Fiat. And you have to get those boys around. You have to get those cars finishing. Because if you don't finish, you don't get points. And deep, deep down, you have to really figure, Mercedes are in front, but they're not that far in front. They're not that far in front of Red Bull. And you have to realize that this is a lot closer than we thought. But if you DNF, you do not get points.
And I got to ask you, I mean, how did that happen? I mean, because the prancing horse was all based on winning and having that driver expertise. And now all of a sudden it looks like, you know, like you said, the bean counters are in charge. I just don't understand
happened. Well, this is something that's happened in Formula One. I mean, at the end of the day, like my huge hero, as you know, is Alberto Ascari. And, you know, it's 25% Italian. I love this team, but you cannot get a sponsorship person on the pit wall. The pit wall is about racing. You have five people on that wall, and you have one who says yes, one who says no, one who says yes, one who says no, and one who says, you know what, let's go for it.
Right.
This is a classic example of Ferrari thinking, we just floated in the U.S., our share price is going up, with the guy who did the Philip Morris sponsorship, which is a Maurizio Brivini as team principal. That, to me, is like odd. Can you imagine the concept of, like, the 49ers being, you know, like, run by, like, the water boy? That's what we're having at the moment. And you're going to, like, now I'm never going to be able to enter the Ferrari motorhome.
Yep.
Perhaps if I speak Italian. They're not speaking to the press. They're not speaking to the press, not speaking to the media. Their former head of publications is now at Formula One Management, which is something else we should talk about, about Liberty Media and
yes.
the takeover with Sean Bratches and Chase Carey and these boys. But having said all that, Ferrari have to race harder. They have to race harder. They have to also finish. If you don't finish, you don't get points.
Absolutely.
So you have to finish. Yeah, and these guys have to realize this is not good enough to say, oh, this happened, this happened. The 52-pound Spark Club, not good enough.
Yeah.
Mercedes at the time will eat them up for dinner. These Germans are hard, hard racers. And when I call them Germans, they're not really. They're 50-50 us, aren't they? So at the end of the day, in 2018, we have to look for a grid that has Ferrari, Mercedes, and Red Bull fighting hard. And also the big thing for me, David, is, can we get McLaren up there? Can we get the world champions up there? Can we get the boys up there?
Yeah, I mean, great segue, because I did want to talk about Alonso deciding to stay 1 year with McLaren. Of course, them moving from Honda to Renault. We've got to get them up there. I mean, that's important. We've got to have 8 to 10 cars that can compete for a championship. How stabilizing
well,
is
used,
it?
You used the day. This is Formula One, the most elite team sport in the world. Why do we have to have, like, two or three people challenging? Why can't we have, like, you know, the NFL where we have, like, 10 teams out there?
Yep.
The huge problem at the moment is that basically, you know, it's a huge, okay, what happened at McLaren? Probably the greatest team ever in F1. I don't know what Ron Dennis was thinking, but he's gone. Mansell OJ is gone. Now you have an American child, Zach Brown, and he has to come to the fore now because this man has not ever won a Formula One race in his life. He's a great sports marketing person. He sold JMI to CSM. Sebastian Coe's company for £41 million. But this man now has to actually deliver with Alonso, with Renault, as opposed to with Honda. What we really need is those teams fighting tooth and nail. We need to actually see a grid that says 6 or 7 men can win this race.
I totally agree. But let's do talk about Liberty Media and the changes coming along. Of course, when we met originally, a lot of the discussion was you were visiting actually a NASCAR race. And talking a little bit about bringing the fans a little bit closer to the sport. NASCAR is very good at that. Formula One, even just today on Trading Paint on Sirius NASCAR, Joey Logano even talked about with the connection that they have with Pennzoil and being at the pit at COTA and actually seeing the amount of secrecy, even though he's kind of a, you know, indirectly a teammate, if you will, that the secrecy around the Formula One cars was one of the things that he was struck at. What do you think that Liberty Media is going to bring to the table that's going to bring a more American fans to Formula One?
Well, two out of three things. Like, all of a sudden, you have someone who's listed on the NASDAQ. You have F1. You have that. You have men in charge who are, like, basically ESPN, NFL guys. These guys know what they're doing in terms of elite business sports. However, I would be incredibly critical if it were not for me to say that, do they understand Formula One? And I have to say this off the record and live to your audience. I don't think they do. And I'm not going to get a job, am I?
Right. Well, don't worry about it. I mean, the honesty is more important.
Okay. No, to be honest, the whole thing is like, let's talk about a man called Frank Arnhofer, who's ESPN, Sean, these guys are all ESPN guys. Let me tell you about this. Formula One is not about the fans. Formula One is a business-to-business global networking platform. Having said all that, throwing T-shirts out to the fans, saying it's going to be about the NFL, that's not entertainment. The huge thing about this is that you have to have 10 teams that can win. You have to have 10, 20 drivers that can win. Liberty Media have done well. They've done this. They've done interesting things. Have they done anything yet? Nothing. They've said no new sponsors. They're OTT platforms. They keep on talking about it. They cannot produce an OTT platform because they cannot decipher the deals that Bernie did. What people ever said about Bernie, he was a great ambassador for the sport. No new deals, no new races, no new teams. Let's look at Formula One as something that is challenging other sports. These men know their business of sports, but do they know Formula One? If they keep on calling Formula One an entertainment, I don't think they're going to make it. They have to realize this is technology. The reason why kids watch these machines, these are amazing machines, and they look at them on their tablets going, wow, how did that happen? That's what they have to do. Liberty Media will make money from this sport. It's a huge investment, and they will go through the things they do, but it's not NASCAR. For as an example, do they have someone in Hollywood placing Formula One in Hollywood? No, they don't. Do they have someone talking to Lewis Hamilton about, you know what, mate? You have to say something about what's going on now with the taking of the knee and things like that. Stevie Wonder took a knee on Sunday night. Stevie Wonder plays in Austin, Texas. Is Austin the right place for the showcase race? I don't know. These guys are huge, huge business support guys and bigger than me, so I'm not getting that job, but still.
Well, I appreciate your honesty because in the end, it's the quality of the product. You know, I mean, you can sell sponsorship around it. You can sell the entertainment value around it. But if you don't have a good show, if you don't have a good product, competitive product, which is exactly what you're saying with, you can't have four guys. You have to have 10 guys, 10 teams, 20 guys. Everybody, there's got to be that somebody can win other than, hey, oh, Hamilton won again. I'm not going to watch the race. You know, that kind of thing.
You're exactly right, David. You're exactly right. Let's talk about the last 7 years of Formula One, and we have two teams that won. I mean, I was at USC, that man you say to me, inch by inch, yard by yard, get that first down. Who's getting the first down in Formula One? No one.
Right.
Where's McLaren? Where's Red Bull? Where's, in fact, Renault, a huge, like the biggest car company in the world? Why don't we have, like, a sort of, you know, war zone there? We should have people, like, on the grid, left, you know, every single race should be hard. What we have at the moment is, like, let me get this straight. We have somebody who's going to win probably on Sunday. Who challenges? Not his teammate, not the second team, not the second best team in the world. What we need in 2018, we need like 10 teams that can fight tooth and nail for this. If you look at ATP tennis, you have those top seven guys, yeah?
Yep.
First it was Federer, then it was Nadal, then it was Djokovic, then it was this psycho guy, Wawrinka, then Del Potro, then someone else came in, and then someone else came in. Where is the Del Potro of Formula One, I'm asking you? Where is someone who's coming in saying, you know, where? Carlos Sainz is now at Renault. You know, we're in Mexico next week. Let's get people in there. Let's get them fighting. That's not what's happening. And so what Liberty, the huge challenge for them, yes, it's great to reach out to the fans. Yes, it's great to have more and more things. But at the same time, Formula One is based on the concept of, like, it's the most elite team sport in the world, and you have to have people that win. If you don't have the concept of everyone can win, then there's no reason to watch, I feel.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's actually where Liberty Media can fit in, is they can bring these stories to the forefront. I mean, because that's where the fan, there's an education process that has to happen in this as well, is people have to be, the new generation has to be more educated about why, you know, Formula One is important, why they should watch, the technology, all of that stuff has kind of slipped away because they've gotten lazy, because they just, you know, like you said, they focus on the sensationalism, they focus on, you know, I mean, who Lewis Hamilton's dating, you know, all of these other kinds of things take away from the fact that what they're doing is amazing feats at, you know, over 200 miles an hour, 18 turns. I mean, the advancements in aerodynamics that have come off of the cars. This is an educational process. Yeah, you as a journalist, I know you totally agree with me. Because that's where the interest has got to lie. But people got to stop reading more than 140 characters. I mean, it's the attention span
exactly.
As well.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly right. Exactly right. But I would question you. I don't totally agree with you.
Okay, awesome.
That.
Good.
But at the same time, like, you know, what's more interesting? The most interesting thing about Formula One, it is a technology battle. So there are 7 degrees of separation with Formula One. You catch the number 8 bus here. You have an injury recuperation system. Every time you take a flight, NCAP, in terms of, like, you know, air traffic control, fly-by-wire, you know, everything we do in life is basically saved by Formula One. What Liberty Media has to do is not just sell it as entertainment. That will never work. The NFL is not based upon entertainment. It's based on passion. It's based on locality, et cetera, et cetera. Formula One is unique. It's the only war zone in the world whereby everything that comes with Formula One is used in our daily lives, whether it be, like, you know, filaments for our safety belts, all that sort of thing. Can you tell me a sport that saves your life? NFL doesn't save my life. I can throw the ball anytime. But the whole thing that Liberty has to grasp is the concept, It's technology, it's innovation, but it's also sustainability in terms of like the amount of fuel saved. Why did the FIA once say, let's do this like easier than we can? Because that's the efficiencies, that's the engineering challenge that they do. And what Liberty Media have to realize, it's not about throwing shirts into the crowd. We did that. It's about saying, what is Qualcomm? Why do they sponsor Mercedes? What does that company do? And it's about young men and women going, well, on my phone it says Qualcomm do XYZ. I'm interested now. And that's what Formula One has to do. It has to return to the notion that it is the pinnacle of motorsport, but it's also the pinnacle of technology, and also perhaps something that can, yes, call me a zealot, save the world.
Right. Well, I think that's absolutely. So how can my listeners keep up with you and follow your what your platform and basically how you're going about sharing your passion with Formula One?
Well, you can always see Christopher Joseph on LinkedIn. You can buy things. I think, is that all right? They say in America. I think
exactly.
You can do that. like the first book, The Fastest Show on Earth. The second one is going to be The Fastest Lab on Earth. The third one, The Fastest Man on Earth, about the passionate project that I have with Ascari. But also, just follow me on LinkedIn. Follow me on Twitter at chicane.tv. We'll get to OTT eventually. But my whole thing about... okay, when you go to those racetracks, you see men and machines, you see all this sort of stuff, but you also see huge engineering capabilities. And like in this country, £7.6 billion comes to the exchequer. Every time you take a flight, you see that. The whole thing I want people to see is like, that's not just a race. That's something extraordinary. What I would like Liberty to do is go, you know what? I would like Liberty to go, Gene Haas, get your car faster. Okay, you won NASCAR. Get better.
Right.
No. Pick the best drivers. You've got the money. Do it. Throw your money at it. You know, in life, you have to throw cash at things. Why isn't the Haas team in third? I don't get it. The man is a winning racer. There's a great team around him. Like, just get the car up there and do it. Like, you know, can't we have an American driver who races in Formula One? You know, let's get everyone up to the same level that of everything, and also, like, you know, keep going. Like, why don't we have, like, an Australian Formula One team? That would be great for me.
Yes.
I might get a job there.
Absolutely. Hey, Chris, I really appreciate catching up with you, and it's great as always.
No, 100%, and thank you once again. And it's almost like a limited edition, isn't it, in terms of, like, air miles. And, like, hopefully next time I'll either be in Antarctica or a little bit further away. But thank you once again, David.
That sounds fantastic. All right. Really appreciate it. As Christopher Joseph with Chicane Magazine, of course, check him out on LinkedIn. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Charlie Kimball, driver of the number 83 car for Chip Ganassi Racing in the Verizon IndyCar Series. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
What's up?
It's our anniversary, and I have no idea what to get her.
That's always tough. For our last anniversary, I grabbed her old diamond bracelet that she no longer wears because it's beat up and old. I took it to Shelton Jewelers, had the diamonds pulled, and remade into a necklace. She was thrilled, and it was less strenuous on my wallet.
Great idea. Where'd you go?
Shelton Jewelers, man. On Montgomery in Louisiana. For 33 years, and they're local.
On my way.
Attention retirees and pre-retirees, if you would like to receive a second opinion on your investment, retirement, and lifetime income plan, call our local Oxford Wealth Advisors firm today. Our firm specializes in working with investors that are 55 years and older. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to schedule your free initial consultation and take the first steps toward your financial future. 505-891-9800. That's 505-891-9800. Proud sponsor of UNM Lobos.
Off-campus housing is a need for both students looking for flexibility in housing options and income-producing property for investors. Maddox Management connects renters and property owners. Locally owned and operated, Maddox Management is a full-service property management company and brokerage. They rent and manage residential rentals, single-family homes, multifamily properties, townhomes, condos, lofts, and commercial properties. Maddox Management, providing quality properties for renters and investors. 515 Central, just west of I-25, or call today, 242-0989. MaddoxMGMT.com.
For six decades, St. Pius X has been educating high school students of all faiths with a college prep education second to none. Join us at our beautiful campus this Saturday for an admissions open house starting at 10 a.m. St. Pius is currently accepting applications for freshmen for next fall and transfers for next semester. Go to stpiusx.com or call 831-8400. St. Pius X, you belong here.
Real Estate has a new home at the Albuquerque Journal. Homestyle is a weekly magazine featuring all things real estate. Visit abqjournal.com/homestyle to see every open house every day. Take Homestyle with you when pursuing open houses so you have every open house listing at your fingertips. Learn about local builders and real estate companies to find the right fit for your needs. Pick up this week's copy in the Friday Journal. Homestyle, helping you find home.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Protect your valuables, documents, and firearms with a safe. West Mesa Lock and Safe specializes in safes with delivery, installation, and repair. Not all safes are the same. West Mesa Lock and Safe on 528 and Rockaway, 892-2330. WestMesaLock.com.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we were going to go live down to Las Cruces at the Fall Nationals and catch up with Luigi Trudon, but gave him a call this morning and it sounded like he was in the hospital. Flipped his car four or five times down there last night on opening night of the three-day series, and it's just a reminder that that racing it can be dangerous. And so we want to send our best to Luigi, and hopefully he gets better soon. But last weekend out at Sandia Speedway, we had the sprint car stampede, and joining the show right now is Brooklyn Green, trackside reporter for New Mexico Motorsports Report. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, David. How are you?
So last weekend, I guess there was some accidents and various things that kind of limited the car count in the main for the mini sprints. Just talk a little bit about kind of the attrition there.
Yeah, I mean, the track was kind of difficult to work with for the drivers. It's a little sandy, I guess you could say. But yeah, in the non-wing mini sprints, there was a lot of accidents. It definitely reminded me of Talladega last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. At Talladega, you only had eight cars on the lead lap and only 14 cars left running. But who won in the mini sprints last week?
So in the wing mini sprints, Devin Amos took home the win in the 24C mini sprint. And then for the non-wing, we had Sean Deskins that took the win.
That's fantastic. I think Sean's running in multiple divisions as well. But Devin Amos, I mean, was in the NASCAR developmental series. I know he's a good friend of you. How's he been doing?
He's doing good. They're trying to get some more races in. They traveled a little bit this season. Next season, they're trying to travel some more and get their names out there again. Yeah.
So are they going to be running in sprint cars, or are they still going to be running mini sprints?
Mini sprints, I believe, yeah. It doesn't look like they'll be going into any other cars but minis.
Is there much of a ladder series? I mean, is the progression typically from
say mini sprints to the bigger sprints? Is that where like they look for talent, or I mean, are there scouts out there that are actually looking in the minis as well?
I think a little bit of both. I think a lot of the drivers start in mini sprints and then eventually go to sprint cars. Like Travis Oldfield just got into a sprint car after driving a mini for a couple years. But I know Cody Daans went from a mini sprint to a sprint car back to a mini sprint, kind of because of the mom.
Yeah. getting hurt.
They're scary. They're scary cars, not gonna lie. But yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people say that the mini sprints are more fun, that they're more fun to drive, you get more competition. That's just what I've heard. But yeah, I think it's kind of like a ladder thing.
Yeah.
Start small, get bigger.
So who are the winners in the sprints and wing sprints?
Yeah, for the wing sprints, Jason Grady. And then for the non-wing sprints, Sean Deskins also took that one. So he took a mini and a big sprint.
Yeah, because I thought he had. But Grady's been pretty dominant out there. But I appreciate you jumping on and helping us fill a little time. We almost ran out of time.
Yeah.
All right, we got a whole lot more coming up next Saturday. And, of course, stay tuned. FM Sports Saturday on deck. 10 a.m., the Team High School Show, Gary Heron, the legend, Henry T. 2 p.m., Oklahoma versus Kansas State. And then we'll join the Yankees and the Astros for Game 7. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.